It's February 13th, and I'm calling you from the Lava Tower camp. That's at 15,000 feet, or about 4,500 meters on Kilimanjaro. I'm looking down at the Bird Adventures camp, and it's a rosy landscape here. It's like a moonscape, some people say. There's a lot of large lava rocks strewn about, and it's very dry, and it has its own kind of strange beauty. But looming above us in the clouds right now, but we've seen it since we arrived, and I know we'll see it in the morning, is a giant breach wall of Kilimanjaro with those huge glaciers hanging off. This is really an inspiring and an exciting place. It's great and amazing that this crew of 33 BCACL climbers from British Columbia are here after the traverse across Kilimanjaro so far. Every day is long, believe me. We're arriving at camp actually hours apart. We always travel at our own pace. And of course, with 20 Bird Adventures guides and a lot of other Tanzania staff helping us, it's easy to do that. We have radios. We check during the day how everyone's doing. And as you come into camp, it's amazing. You're always greeted. You wouldn't believe it. A large number of people, towards the end of the day, more than 100 Tanzanians, Bird Adventure staff and porters go running out, singing these joyous, inspiring, heartfelt African songs. And they swarm around the people coming in and congratulate them. There's tears coming down the faces of every time this happens, of everyone who comes in. It's an inspiring and heartwarming scene. We are tired, but we're taking very good care of ourselves. Every morning, there's a little table set up at the end of our long dining hall, and you have to go see Layla, and she takes a reading of your percent oxygen saturation in your blood and asks you a lot of questions about how you're feeling, how you slept, how you're eating, and everything else. And of course, Dr. Martin is here, and he's seeing people about various ailments, and mainly giving his wonderful advice about how to climb Kilimanjaro, the love he's developed for this mountain on Bird Adventures trips in the past, and his advice. People can tell that Dr. Martin's pole will get him to the top, and the gleam in his eyes as he talks about this challenge is inspiring us as well. Tomorrow we're going to move over to the base camp and we'll begin to prepare to move higher on the mountain. All 43 of the teams is here, and that is not a small feat. We see teams that turn back every day. This mountain is a real challenge. Many people turn back at a lower elevation than us. But we're still together and moving higher. And